Well, with only days to the announcement of approved candidates to run in Iran's 11th presidential election, the Guardian Council says it might approve as many as 40 contenders for the June 14th race. Saman Kujuri reports.
Relatively quiet days for Iran's 11th presidential hopefuls as they are waiting for the Guardian Council to release the results of the vetting process this week. A total of 686 individuals registered for the vote, which will be held on June 14th. Among prominent political figures who signed up for the election, mention can be made of Chairman of Expediency Council Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, Secretary of Iran's Expediency Council Mohsen Rezai, former First Vice President and Reformist candidate Mohammad Reza Arif, Principalist lawmaker Ghulam Ali Haddad Adel, Principalist Ali Reza Zakani, Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council Saeed Jalili, top advisor to the leader of the Islamic Revolution Ali Akbar Velayati, Tehran Mayor Mohammad Bagher Ghalibov, and Vice Speaker of Parliament Mohammad Hassan Abu Turabi Fard. Moreover, head of the Secretariat of the Non-Aligned Movement Esfandiar Rahim Ashai registered, while he was accompanied by Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Accordingly, a group of Iranian lawmakers have filed a complaint with the judiciary against President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad for what they call violating the election law through his open support for Rahim Ashai running for president.
More than 150 lawmakers signed a complaint against Ahmadinejad for the illegal act of accompanying Esfandiar Rahim Ashai to register for the vote. Iran's election law bans the use of state resources in favor or against any candidate. No such a thing happens in the world. The president should only focus on carrying out his duties and not support a particular candidate.
But President Ahmadinejad has defended his actions, saying he had his day off when he accompanied Rahim Ashai to the Interior Ministry to sign up for the race. The Guardian Council is expected to release on Tuesday the final list of candidates approved to run in Iran's 11th presidential election. But speculations are running high as to whom will be approved by the council. This comes as Iran's Guardian Council spokesman Abbas Ali Khatkhodai says the supervisory body might approve as many as 40 presidential hopefuls for the June 14th election. Rejecting certain media speculations about the number of presidential hopefuls vetted by the Guardian Council, Khatkhodai says the council does not work based on numbers, but based on criteria. Lawmakers believe when the list of the approved candidates is released, hopefuls should respect the law.
Although there is democracy in the country and everyone can voice his views regarding the qualifications of hopefuls, everyone should work to create a proper atmosphere for the Guardian Council to complete its vetting process, and both hopefuls and their supporters should remain loyal to the law.
After the Guardian Council announces the results of the vetting process to the Interior Ministry on Tuesday, the ministry will declare the names within 2 days, after which the candidates can begin their official election campaign. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.
Presidential hopeful Ghulam Ali Haddad Adel says Iran should be able to change the enemy's threats into opportunities. Haddad Adel says the West will go ahead with sanctions against Iran as long as the country insists on its rights. He said the next government should be able to create a friendly atmosphere between the legislative branch and the executive body to find ways to minimize the effects of Western sanctions. Regarding talks with the U.S., he said there is no way for any negotiations unless Washington respects Tehran's rights and recognizes its sovereignty. Haddad Adel also announced that principalists are heading toward unity, and he believes a number of them will pull out of the election before the voting process is over. Earlier, correspondent Gisu Misha Ahmadi told us about the latest speculations before the Guardian Council announces the list of approved presidential candidates. Let's take a listen.
Well, the latest, as you mentioned, is that list which will be released in a couple of days, and we're waiting to find out whose name is going to be on that list. Everything is actually on hold, Marzia, right now as far as Iran's political scene is concerned. However, there's a lot of talks, of course, different candidates, the rivals, the would-be rivals, talking about each other, criticizing each other's plans, and that's basically what's making the newspaper headlines these days in Iran. Actually, it is mentioning that there is some kind of a program supporting Hashemi Rafsanjani, who is now considered on the reformist side, from the West in order to introduce him as the best pick for Iranians. We have a couple of articles, all of them focusing on President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, his plans, and especially those cash handouts and the subsidy reform plan, which is making lots of headlines. And there are lots of talks as far as Iran's economy is concerned. All the would-be candidates and the presidential hopefuls are discussing this subsidy reform plan and the cash handouts, which was initiated by President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and his administration. So in a way, as you see, all the different newspapers are now either focusing on showing the weak points of their rivals and the strong points of the ones that they are supporting. Would people want a president who would obey the law or someone who would be running away from it? Now, this is something the whole article is about.
Iran's interior minister says over 66,000 polling stations will be set up nationwide for the upcoming presidential and city council elections. Mustafa Mohammad Najjar says as many as 1,040 executive teams will be in charge of monitoring the polls. Also, Iranians abroad will be able to cast their ballots in 285 polling stations. According to Najjar, once the Guardian Council submits its final list to the interior ministry, there will be a two-day gap before the candidates are officially announced. During that period, the Interior Ministry will be holding a meeting with the candidates to brief them on the do's and don'ts of their electoral campaigns. Well, for more news and updates on Iran's upcoming presidential election, you can always log on to our website, presstv.ir, where you can find a special section devoted specifically to the presidential vote. Press TV has been and will be covering this year's election news with plenty of facts and figures and, of course, useful information about Iran's election process. It's just a click away, presstv.ir.